Hello, my friends. This is another preview to a bonus episode that we do over on the Patreon feed. And so with these bonus episodes, I like to go back to former guests and just catch up with them based on what we talked about on their show and see if things have changed a little bit. Maybe they had some feedback from people that they didn't expect, or maybe they just learned something new about themselves by sharing the story. And so in this clip, I wanted to share just a little piece of the latest conversation that I had. If you're interested in checking out the full bonus episodes, you can head over to the Patreon page, which is www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com/join. And there is a special tier that gets you ad-free episodes, early release episodes, and the bonus episodes. Come on over, check out the Patreon community, and see how you can support the show if you're interested. But without further ado, here's a preview of the latest bonus episode. I'm wondering if anything particular about your story after saying it stuck out with you, like, oh, wow, I didn't really put those pieces together.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting question. I tend to be a fairly like self-reflective person. I like to journal. I like to reflect. I like to, you know, try to make meaning of things. I think that anytime you have the gift of having someone reflect back to you what you're working through, or the, even the ways that you're working through it, or what they're hearing. I mean, I think that for me, you know, just using that moment as an example, like clearly it was profound because like I remember it all these years later. But I think I always just thought of it as like a, you know, that was the first time I realized like I'm poor and maybe like that's not awesome, right? Like I, you know, I just like, you know, and so I think I always kind of thought of it in that way. And our conversation that day was like, oh, but like, how do I do that to other people as an educator? Do I do that? You know, like all the sorts of ways. I mean, I think even in that moment when I was externally processing, just like being so mindful about the ways that you can like be. And I say it all the time with teams that I manage or that I'm facilitating or even classes or whatever, this notion of like, assume best intentions, but also attend to impact. Like, yes, things are going to go better if you can like hear what someone says, maybe not love it, but like be like, but I know you and I love you and I trust you. So like, I want to assume that you have good intentions, but also I need to name the impact that had and like we need to address that, right? And so I think that it was like a moment where I was like, oh, these things are converging, like something I espouse philosophically in practice. You know, that was a moment that probably shaped feeling pretty strongly about that. Because I feel like if people just stop with assume good intentions, it's like, it doesn't take us quite far enough. Because like, even if people have good intentions, right, like they can have that impact. And so I think it's just like a reminder of so many of the things that we carry with us are seeded so early on, which isn't terrifying at all when you have like an almost 4-year-old and you're like, oh, God.
What am I doing?
Everything I say could be planting some sort of seed.